Welcome to the Gatecast, presented by Alan and Mike.
Lucy, I'm home.
I am not Lucy.
Oh, you're right. We'll just upload a computer virus into the mothership.
I was going to do my living room like this.
Well, sir, my recommendation is that anyone attempting to leave the mountain should be shot on sight.
Hello, good evening. Well, it's evening here, so I'm not going to bother with other... This is the last time I'll even mention the fact that it's not evening anywhere else, wherever you happen to be listening. It's evening for us, so I'm going to say good evening.
Yeah, why not? It works. Good evening, everybody.
Welcome to Gatecast Episode 76, entitled Point of No Return, Season 4, Episode 11, broadcast on...
September the 8th, 2000.
No, we can discuss that during the credit sequence like we normally do. Who wrote, who starred therein?
Yes, it all helps to pad out the dead air time that every episode has.
Indeed. Well, nothing much aside from... If I seem slightly flaked, I drove 500 kilometres today, and therefore somewhat panjaxed. Operating miles. Get a calculator.
Yeah, you do have a fuel allowance, don't you?
Oh, no, this is...
Just to and from, like...
This is to and from, and this is a private thing. This is not... Work doesn't pay for this.
Good God.
So it's about 50 quid, because petrol is now hovering in the vicinity of, well, it's 6 or 7 cents shy of it, but it might as well be 1.50 a litre.
Yeah.
Which I believe is the UK equivalent of about £1.32.
If I could afford to change my car, I would do, but I can't afford to change my car, so I'm going to have to keep paying the price of petrol.
Yes. For American viewers, we generally use 97 or 98 octane. I understand you lot use about 10% less than that. So I assume the vastly increased fuel efficiency is partly due to better built cars. Well, mostly. So that was me in Jeremy Clarkson mode. And partly due to the fact that we're using much higher octane petrol.
Certainly, on average, lighter weight cars.
Yes, I was having a chat with a friend of mine. She said, oh, I've got two. I've got a 5.4 litre of this and a 4.6 litre of this. And I kind of gone, dear God.
I know, it's always amazing. Yeah,
combined.
I think the biggest I've ever had were a 2 litre.
My annual road tax is 360 as it is. If I were to get a 2 litre, it'd be close to 700.
Great engine, though. Honda.
Are you looking for a podcast that's fast-paced? Hard-hitting? In your face? A podcast that rides the ragged edge of disaster?
I just...
I couldn't think of his name.
I just saw for the first time the Weezer Pork and Beans commercial.
Might want to check elsewhere for one of those. On the other hand, if you're looking for a podcast with a couple of cheerful hosts sitting around talking about geeky stuff that they like, boy, have I got a show for you. Pulp Audio Weekly, with your hosts, Wesley and Bob. It's a show that's got everything you need. Hosts.
I am Wesley, and he's sitting directly across from me, the Lana Kane to my Sterling Archer.
Ooh.
Danger Zone. is Bob. Say hi to everybody, Bob.
Hi to everybody, Bob.
And the geeky stuff they like talking about.
Don't ever... fight a death claw. Like, if you see one, just turn and run.
Science!
Okay, so you may...
Miss Sakamoto, you're beautiful!
Oh, God. Symbian was, up until October or whatever of last year, the number one operating system on all smartphones.
I see. It's also
and now it's And now it's Android.
Very interesting sex toy.
And really, what more could you ask for? That's Pulp Audio Weekly at weekly.pulpaudio.com. Head on over there to find out all about the show and listen to episodes right on the webpage. Or pick up the RSS feed and subscribe right on your favorite podcast listening tool. That's Pulp Audio Weekly with your hosts, Wesley and Bob. weekly.pulpaudio.com.
I turned away from the mic to clear my throat.
Having typed all that, I'm now waiting for Twitter to catch up. It wasn't Daniel who commented that he could very clearly hear me typing.
You just seem like you really have something against your keyboard.
I am a 6 fingers and 2 thumbs, an occasional little finger typist. The little finger on the right hand is normally the enter key. So I don't quite touch type, especially with the... I've got... You ever see the old Microsoft ergonomic keyboard, the one with the split in the middle and the three lights in the center?
Yeah.
And because I only use it on this machine, it's actually lasted quite well, because I usually only turn this machine on for this, which is why it's called Podcast-1. You don't actually own a cell phone then?
No.
You're probably in a severe minority.
I know I am. It's one of the few things I can be proud about in my life. I'm simply not going to pay for a cell phone and landline. I just won't do it.
Sorry, someone FP messaged me. Much to my shock, I discovered that the Supermax in Ballinalak isn't actually open at 9:30, which is when I passed through. I was too bollocks after the Super Bowl to drive up last night. I mean, we put out advertising campaigns about the dangers of tiredness driving. I mean, driving while tired is the equivalent of driving with 3 pints on you.
Yeah, it wouldn't do to see you get done or crash or whatever.
Wouldn't do good to crash.
No.
But let's start the Skype call recorder. I don't know if it'll record calls which are ongoing. Continue recording. Excellent. Okay.
Any warning this time?
Oh, yeah. Please make sure that this recording is legal and all parties involved have been informed. Have you given informed consent?
A bit late now.
Well, I've just started.
I've already implicated myself in no end of things.
Echelon, Semtex, Obama. That'll ensure one of us is in Kensington Palace in a paper suit in about 2 weeks. I have transcript, I have Twitter, I have Gatecast group up. Shall we kick off?
Yes, why not?
I'm going to click rather than press the spacebar this time. 3, 2, 1. Clicky. Add line. Line too loud. Lower line. Stock footage.
Oh, yes.
Which isn't as messy as was last time, because she's not working in a mine.
Does anyone know what this meeting's all about?
No, but I hope it's important. I was right in the middle of translating that cuneiform tablet we found on P3L255.
What's up with them? No coasters on that table.
No. But you don't need coasters because you'll note, aside from the outside section, which is wood, the section between that section and the middle bit is leather. So you can...
No, fair enough.
You don't need coasters. Daniel's got a spiral-bound notebook, and he's got a little silver thing, which I assume is some form of a toker device.
We have ourselves a situation. Early this morning, at approximately 0400 hours, the base switchboard received the following call.
Hello. This is a message for Colonel Jack O'Neill and anyone else who's listening in.
Jack doesn't get many phone calls at his place of work.
No, indeed not. In fact, how did this person get through to Colonel Jack O'Neill?
Long gone before your black ops teams can get here. You're not dealing with an amateur. I know all about Roswell and the Kennedy cover-ups and the...
That's a lot of conspiracies.
He goes on like that for a while.
Basically a call to the switchboard and it'd go on to internal security.
We'll put you through to his voicemail. My friend Colonel O'Neill is not available right now. Would you like to talk to his voicemail?
And the lizard people.
The lizard people. Even Jap finds that funny.
And the lizard people, yes.
Ooh. Mm. So he knows.
He knows about the giant donut.
Residing at the bottom of a missile silo under Cheyenne Mountain. I believe you call it the Stargate. Now that I've got your attention, I want to meet tomorrow.
A bit of an understatement. Now I've got your attention.
Jack is no longer amused.
No.
Jack is sort of thinking, let's take this guy out. This man represents a major risk to national security. He's going to be locked up in a no-name prison. He ceased to exist. All his bank accounts will disappear. An obituary will appear in the newspaper.
Yeah, just place a call to those people that got rid of that reporter.
I want to know who he's been talking to. You leave in half an hour.
Yeah, that's the NID. We don't want to do that. Right, Point of No Return, directed by, in a complete break for this series so far, William Geraghty. It's only taken 3 volumes and 12 episodes for us to get somebody.
Yeah, Martin and Peter must have been getting knackered. No rest for him.
Written by the team of Joseph, which I'm going to screw the story up horribly. My apologies, Joseph, if you ever hear this. Malozzi and Paul Mully.
I think that's about right. This episode, they said, was inspired by all the internet activity about Stargate and the belief in some quarters that it was actually real.
Which may have inspired a subsequent episode. Which we'll not go into because I think that was season 5.
No. William Geraghty directed 12 episodes of SG-1, including episodes of Smallville and MacGyver.
Ooh, so he's had a long association with our executive producer.
Well, it's all one big happy family.
Yeah.
Point of No Return. And they're in a diner.
No idea who those guest stars are, I trust. They don't get credited.
No, not the...
They're just extras.
Well, one of the extras won a competition. I don't know which one. It won, the waitresses.
Colonel O'Neill?
Oh, him.
It's him.
I didn't realise this was him.
Oh. Sorry I'm late. I think I was followed.
Willie Garson.
Like I said, as I'm sure you're aware, constant listeners, I've done my usual level of extensive research on this. I'm trawling my memory for when I watched it about 7 years ago.
You can call me Martin.
Okay, Martin.
What's this about?
If you recognise him, he's currently in White Collar, and before that was in John from Cincinnati and Sex and the City. Very funny guy, or at least he plays funny roles anyway.
Just like to check you for transmitters.
Okay.
Quirky roles, as you can see.
He's conspiracy theorist type A. The small, sort of nervous man with glasses and no hair.
Yes, slightly paranoid.
You understand, a man in my position has to take precautions.
Yeah. You never know who's listening.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's type B, which is... I wonder if Teok's a good chef.
Would you complain if he wasn't?
I forgot, okay. That's just a point book, conspiracy theory stuff.
We're being watched. No, we're not. Yes, we are.
Yes, you're only paranoid. Do you think there are threats against you?
He's got a driver's license. We should be able to find him.
You know, I've never been on a stakeout before. Shouldn't we have, like donuts or something?
I don't like that turtleneck.
You don't think she's rocking the turtleneck?
No.
Amanda rocks pretty much anything, and preferably nothing, but there's no way she's going to appear in the show. She listens to back episodes and hears some of the comments I made and just refused. I'm not going to talk to him. He's been having strange thoughts about me.
If you're into that sort of thing.
Colonel, let's not play games. If it isn't true, then why would you come all this way?
The guy in the hat and the beard would be conspiracy theorist type B.
You think?
Yeah, you know.
Sitting in one booth over, listening to everything.
I knew it!
But it has nothing to do with space travel.
What does it have to do with?
Magnets.
Magnets.
What?
Martin wanted to know what the Stargate was. Jet said it's got nothing to do with space travel. It's magnets.
I need help.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that I think that, Martin.
Jack and civvies. We haven't seen Jack in that short before.
I mean it. I've come to realize that I don't belong here. For the longest time, I was obsessed with all those alien conspiracies. Crop circles, cow mutilations, the Apollo cover-up.
I thought the lunar landings were a hoax.
No. That was a story created by the government to direct attention from the real cover-up. Everybody knows that. Anyway.
Cook, Tilk. Cook.
So, Teacook? Or I'm trying to... Keok? No. I'm trying to mangle the words Cook and Teok together into something, but certainly working.
But the word Stargate stuck in my head. It triggered what I later realized was a suppressed memory.
It's interesting, though, you know, the seed of this particular paranoia of his actually did come from chat rooms and bulletin boards. So the word about the Stargate is out there, even if nobody actually believes it.
No, well, it's not as if there's a TV program in this universe which, you know, exists.
Jack thinks he's a bit of a loon when he says that, which he shouldn't, really.
Yeah.
That's him. Martin Lloyd. Brown hair, hazel eyes.
Montana.
Looks like he's got a criminal record. He was arrested for protesting outside a TV station. He claimed subliminal advertising was controlling his thoughts.
Yeah, okay. Turtleneck not so good. Denim jacket's okay. Turtleneck not really,
He's right on that. The TV station's controlling people's thoughts. You will watch X Factor. You will vote.
Please. Kells apparently announced a $5 million prize for this one. I heard that on the news. I don't watch it.
Well, people were taken from Earth. Maybe as part of some experiment. Maybe as slaves. Who knows?
He's making some pretty good guesswork.
This podcast does not advocate the watching of bad reality TV. If anyone knows an example of good reality TV, please let us know, because so far one has yet to emerge.
I can give you proof. I can show you my ship.
That's good proof if you've got a spaceship. And it's not in your basement. And there's a mock-up of Star Trek.
Marty, I'm a busy man, and you don't strike me as any great threat to national security.
If he saw that, I know he'd be like, run.
A little homage to Twin Peaks there.
I haven't seen more than 20 minutes of episode one.
Cherry pie and coffee.
Unfortunately, there are so many new good shows coming out, I can't watch them all.
Half of them will be cancelled, so you won't have to worry.
No, they won't. They're HBO.
It's just over the next ridge.
So, how's this for unique? A Vancouver forest pretending to be at least a forest on Earth.
Yeah.
No alien trees here.
Forest. Well, are there forests in Colorado?
Yes, of course there's forests in Colorado.
We have something in common.
Well, that's very flattering, but I'm not an alien.
I know that. Something else.
We are in Colorado, aren't we?
I'm not exactly sure.
Rocking the shoes there.
Sarah's boots.
Denim. She's got a cute book. But Denim Amanda from the back is fine.
This is it.
Nice place.
It's York again, doing the whole sort of...
Hello?
Can you just imagine Civvy Teok in a sort of, you know, beatnik bar, playing syncopated jazz and reading bad poetry? You know?
Yeah.
Looks like a jazz man.
A little berry, you know, or a cigarette dangling out his mouth or something. Yeah, I see. Sam breaks in. Good for her.
Yes. It didn't actually show the actual lock because it's basically you can't pick a lock with a single tool like that. You need at least three.
Something tells me we don't need to worry about this guy.
That looks an awful lot like a slightly redressed Jack's house.
I don't think the people who own Jack's house would be quite happy with him redressing it. This is a over-the-top room, really. The set dressers really went to town.
Where did he get any thought?
It would appear this weapon is ineffective.
Was that a smile from Till? They was, wasn't it? That was a funny.
Thor, buddy. No.
No.
With all due nods to Audra on that one. practically empty. Okay, so this man's hallucinations may have been... At least he's wearing gloves, but in fairness, he should be wearing a full bodysuit and a hairnet.
Oh, hello. Sam, you're going to want to take a look at this.
Drugs. Lots and lots of drugs.
It is.
Yeah, always you got Trey's DNA everywhere.
I like all the little background sounds in the room. Yeah. Little laughter and whatnot.
I've got the volume turned down. I can't hear background sounds.
Looks like our friend here was being treated for a number of different psychiatric problems.
Yeah, why doesn't that surprise me?
Yeah, this is kind of giving an impression of Martin that he's either a total loon or...
Oh, seriously, heavy medication and lots of it.
I don't understand it. The clearing where I landed should be around here somewhere. How do you lose a spaceship?
That's it. It's around here somewhere.
I have a faint memory. Isn't this a cargo ship?
No.
It's not a cargo ship.
No. I hope Jack can remember where he parked.
I'm going back to the car.
No, wait. You can't. Please, it's around here. I know it is.
Marty, listen to me. There is no spaceship. You're not an alien.
You don't understand.
I really can't remember where he parked.
He doesn't, he? Jack's used to listening to people that he can't understand.
Come on. I'll drive you back town.
Jack's used to listening to...
I don't like this. And right now you feel sorry for Martin.
Hmm. Where do you get the image of Thor, though? I had one of those spinny ball light things.
Did you? How old were you?
16, I think.
Oh. Okay.
Sorry?
Okay. Did it work for the ladies?
You know my relationship history.
May 2nd, comb missing. Suspect CIA has stolen it to acquire genetic identification. June 26th, comb found behind dresser. Disposed of it in case of tampering. Bought new comb, 39 cents at Shopmore. I'm telling you, this is like a complete waste of time. This guy's got paranoid delusions.
Kirk light.
Camera.
Yes, like you say, just because you think people are watching you.
Watching us, watching you. That's the NID, isn't it?
What do we got? Activity in the house.
They certainly look like it. I think that's what you're meant to believe at this stage.
It's not even a very subtle camera, is it? I'm sure Marty would have noticed it. He's paranoid.
Yes.
Enough.
See the big guy? Watch what happens when I go to thermal scan.
That guy on the left has done a lot of genre TV, hasn't he?
He has indeed. Matthew Bennett. Most recently seen in Battlestar as one of the Cylons.
Ah, yes, that's where I recognised him from. Thank you.
Definitely not human.
Yeah, that's not human, is it?
Sorry?
Definitely not human.
Oh, that was Teok, presumably.
Yes, infrared set up in Martin's house. So he's under pretty tight surveillance.
Since when did infrared become capable of doing body imaging? Sorry, that's not the way this technology works. That's like a bloody PET scan.
Well, perhaps the heat of the symbiote is coming through the pouch, so... Of course, you won't be quite as detailed or pin sharp.
Indeed not.
Preliminary analysis done at a lab in Montana. They faxed it over. There are some anomalies.
Meaning?
Several unidentifiable chemicals were present.
So the drugs he's taking are not exactly what's on the labels. But we don't know what they are because it's not Earth medicine.
No.
Which should be setting off the alarm bell, shouldn't it?
Ding, 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 ding.
The name of the psychiatrist who prescribed the drugs was on the label.
I must say your phone call piqued my curiosity. I don't often get requests for information from the military.
Ah, this is Martin's psychiatrist. I made air quotes there, by the way.
Dr. Anna, played by Robert Lewis, another actor who's been in Battlestar.
Mm-hmm. Did Battlestar do... Did they just pick up old SG-1 actors, or is it just sort of the small Canadian pool?
The Canadian talent pool, isn't it? You know, they all live around the studios.
Well, they live off the studios, you know. They can see themselves, a script! I haven't eaten in 3 days!
Let's put it this way. People like Martin sometimes compensate for their feelings of insignificance by creating elaborate fantasies in which they are the center and focus of all attention.
Looks like Daniel's been eating a lot of greasy food. Do I see a spot there on his face?
No, I wasn't really looking. I like the pose, though. Very...
skeptical. Klaatu, Bratu, Nektu.
So much better than the Keanu Reeves version.
The Keanu Reeves version had its appeal.
How? Where? What?
Well, luckily, about an hour in, it completely changed the storyline, so it was no longer a remake.
What's up? What's up till? What does he want? Money.
Keanu played the sort of wooden. Oh, for God's sake!
he likes this.
Now, those of you that aren't watching, Jake just turned on the vibrating bed.
Colonel O'Neill, you in there?
Yuck, you seem to be getting far too much pleasure out of that.
He's got a day out on Earth. He's making the most of it.
Believe me, it wouldn't be the vibrating bed I'd be paying for.
Martin?
Please, I have to see you.
I love that little flick with the hat and then...
Oh, that's sharp, isn't it?
Yeah, because it were flat.
So good you're here. You have no idea what...
Who's the big black guy on the bed?
That's Phil.
Who's he?
Didn't he call him Phil?
No.
My friend. Murray.
Murray.
You trust him? Oh, yeah.
Teal'c's super cool.
Yeah, I mean, Teal'c being stoic. Imagine that.
Did they actually tell him where they were staying, or has he followed them?
I don't know.
Don't you want to know how I found you?
Close the drapes. Gosh.
Okay. I noticed in your car there was a map from the Sleep Right motel chain. I checked everyone in town. There's two.
Oh, well, there we go.
Yes, that's how we know we found him.
Yes. A little bit of detective work and then shoe leather.
Not undercover. You think I'm making this all up? Look at this.
Toothpick.
No, the window. Oh, sorry, I was a bit ahead.
Yes.
It all makes sense now. I propped it up against the inside of my door. When I got home, it was on the ground, meaning someone was there.
Yes.
If you prop it up against the inside of the door, how do you get out?
That's a good point. But he's got the answer for that.
Oops. Your bed's turned off now.
Oh, tilt, move. Coin's going back in again.
He's ranting, so he is. Ranty.
The point is, someone was there. They're after me. You have to help me, please. I'm running out of time.
Don't ask me how I got from rent to food.
I go home. You have to take me through the Stargate.
Dr. Tanner, it may be true that Martin is delusional, but there are still some unanswered questions here.
That's what I mean. The statue on the desk is the same pose Daniel had when he came in with his fist on his chin. You see, Sam's going to see a man, so she's a bit more dressed up. When she's just working with the guys, Jean is in a turtleneck.
Yeah. I don't think we've seen the turtleneck since. Clearly she got feedback. And
yes, never again.
The turtleneck. Love of God, never wear that again. Something about a woman in uniform, eh?
Apparently the drugs have been laced with some indeterminate chemicals.
Well, that's absurd. There must be some mistake.
The tests were very thorough.
Well, I don't know anything about this. I mean, I just write the prescriptions. I don't make the drugs.
We're not accusing you of anything. We're just looking for answers.
Ooh, you should be accusing him. Come on.
Yeah.
This investigation is only going to fuel Martin's paranoia.
We don't have a choice. Now, we are going to get to the bottom of this with or without your help.
So he's going to cooperate.
I don't know what else I can tell you.
Does he have any friends or relatives we can contact? Anyone else?
On the commentary, they said they built this little set in the office and everything. And after it was all sorted and done, they went up a couple of floors and they found an actual office that looked pretty much identical to this, complete with filing cabinets.
This... is his work address.
The green folder.
The green.
It's the best I can do.
Good. Stay. Fetch stick. Good, Martin.
I knew it would come to this. They're going to do tests on me, and then they're going to dissect me like one of those demented high school biology experiments.
Marty, take it easy.
I'm never going to get down. Home. I want to go home.
Sit!
Looks like Jack's dyed his hair a bit. It looked a lot more grey in the briefing room.
Tittle just in the back. I'm not part of this, but I'm highly amused.
Yes, this is the... Are we still on Smug, Teok?
Oh, very much so.
I wonder if he's been given direction there. Just sit there and move your head occasionally and slightly be in his fashion. Okay, you're in focus now. Emote.
I don't know. I get these ideas. Flashes. It's a little confusing, actually.
Hmm. Yeah, cut, Teok. You're moving your thumbs too much.
Well, he's bored. He's twiddling. I have heard much of this earth practice of twiddling one's thumbs. Is he going to ask Martin for a quarter?
Something important for me to do there. More important than anything I do here. Can I have a glass of water? Yeah.
Medication again.
Mm-hmm.
So if his medication is tainted, might not be a good idea to let him have it.
It's a childproof cap, is it?
Yeah, it looks like it, isn't it?
It is a childproof cap. I recognise it as a design on the top. Press down and turn.
Yeah, look at the side effects of taking these drugs. Hallucinations, paranoia.
Images of roundy things.
Yeah.
Let me see those.
Medicine for depression, and symptom may cause depression.
You should go easy on this.
But...
Just for a while. Trust me.
What about the symbols?
What symbols?
It's one of the things I see in the flashes. There's seven of them. I wrote them down.
That's a gate address. Where did he get a gate address?
Well, I said he has flashes of these symbols.
Hmm.
Everything we're hearing...
Okay, yeah. Now O'Neill's actually starting to take him a bit seriously.
Oh, yeah. Spaceship or not, there is no way he should have access to that.
Hmm.
And even if you made up some images, the fact that at least one of them is very evident as the Earth symbol.
Yes. And what's the hole in the wall?
Hello?
What, you mean the door?
This is the place?
Yeah.
No, the one that was off
this
the left.
I miss it.
But, doesn't really look like anybody's place of work. There's no one here.
Now, why aren't they looking at any of the crates? There's lots of crates there.
Almost looks like there should be something hidden beyond there.
Except for the guys with guns.
Oh.
Where did they come from?
I assume they followed him in.
Sorry?
I assume they followed him in through the doorway.
Yeah, because I'm thinking it's a large, empty space.
This is totally unfair. Just because I'm from another planet, I don't have rights. I mean, doesn't the Geneva Convention cover extraterrestrials?
Does the Geneva Convention protect aliens? Not if they land in America, they don't.
No, nothing protects anyone who lands in America. Prepared to be scanned, photographed, and if you're not prepared to go through a body scanner, groped. I think I'm going for the grope option. I want to make inappropriate moaning noise.
I tend to get a little nervous.
Although that could end up with me spending 3 months in Guantanamo Bay rather than 2 weeks in the States. We're at the halfway point. Sort of casual sweater on O'Neill.
Yeah, might record an extra couple of episodes before you go, just in case.
By the time you hear this, folks, I'll probably be in the States, because we're currently about 6 episodes ahead.
They will never even know you've been and gone. Come back again.
Assuming I come back.
Where did you see them?
I told you, I have these visions. I don't know where they come from.
Hmm?
Maybe it has something to do with my implant.
Excuse me?
They put an implant in my head. I always thought they were sending me signals.
To whom are you referring?
You know, them, the secret government.
Tilk, spook. To whom are you referring? Very Tilk-like.
That's a fishing hat.
Oh, dear.
I've just noticed it's a fishing hat, okay? I should have noticed it's a fishing hat 20 minutes ago. I assume we got it off Jack.
Probably. You know, Tilk's got his own little catalogue he can order hats from because it's the only thing they'll let him buy. Whatever you do, buy a hat.
All right, this is going nowhere. I'm going to go look for Carter and Daniel. Keep an eye on them.
Yes, you hang on to that.
Don't take any.
Of course, the longer he goes without taking it, the more he'll remember.
Murray!
He responds to Murray. Look at him, the poor guy. The initial assumption is that the doctor prescribed the drugs to help Murray.
They've been cable-tied.
Of course, these guys know that Sam and Daniel are looking into Martin. Either they expected it or at least were watching.
Those things are an absolute bastard to get open.
No, yes.
And seriously, if they're done tight and nothing short of a Stanley knife will get through them, and it's really not something you want anywhere near your wrist veins.
No.
I'm Dr. Daniel Jackson. This is Major Samantha Carter.
We're with the Air Force.
What are you doing?
The truth. How unusual.
Classified. Yes.
What do you know about Martin Lloyd?
Never heard of him.
Yesterday you were conducting an illegal search in his house.
No, we weren't.
So who are you guys, really? CIA? NID?
What do you know about Martin Lloyd?
He looks honest. You want to believe him. IRS.
Well, I don't trust him. He's a silent. And that office has been cleared out.
Yeah, it's a bit suspicious, that, isn't it?
Yes.
Fake psychiatrist.
I'm a fake psychiatrist.
Although, was there any real need to take all the furniture?
I'm sure this is fascinating.
Headless alien found in topless bar.
Obviously not top in the sense that they were hoping.
Can I come out yet?
No.
I just heard the doorbell. I'm assuming it's canvasser. They can feck off. Also, by the time you hear this, the election they're canvassing for will have happened. So, screw them.
Psychiatrist's office was completely empty, like no one had ever been there.
So what now, O'Neill?
I got some people on it. Where's Marty?
He became insistent in his demands for medication.
You don't want to insist with Till, do you?
No.
Listen, I'm really sorry I tried to bite you, and I realize it's totally out of line, but I was wondering if maybe I could come out now?
Martin, not having a highly sort of enhanced sense of self-preservation there.
He should be thankful that all that happened was he got locked in the bathroom. Not even locked in the bathroom, just sent to the bathroom.
Locked in the bathroom from the outside. The whole point of a bathroom door is it locks from the inside.
I'm sure Tilt could arrange it.
What, the Jaffa equivalent of a sonic screwdriver?
Well, rip his shirt into strips and tie it to the door handle, and then tie it to the other end.
That would have to be Martin's shirt. We could hardly use Murray's.
Martin! You all right?
He's gone out the window, has he? Oh, he's collapsed.
Crap. Marty! Marty! Come on, Marty!
In hindsight, perhaps we should have given him his medication on you.
Yes, perhaps we should give him his medication. You heard his head hit the toilet bowl.
Oh,
the
dear.
The toilet seat. I'm feeling faint. Bang.
Bang.
Is that the result of the medication or being struck on the head?
I know you're in Martin's house because we have you on video.
Very nice little laptop. I doubt that's the DVDs exist in 2000, did it?
No, that's a fake prop with a photograph in it.
Oh, shame. Interesting how they've predicted the development of the netbook then.
Oh, yeah, because some of the laptops we've seen in this show, they're real bulky, designed for military use, aren't they?
But that looks very like the little netbook I have sitting. It's slightly thicker. It's a bit chunkier. But it looks very like the netbook I have sitting on the arm of my couch right now.
You never believe Martin is correct about his spaceship?
No. But he's the closest thing we've got to a lead on Carter and Daniel. After you, Murray.
Yes. Let's follow the crazy man.
This is it! I told you! This is the clearing! The ship is around here somewhere, but remember, it's mostly buried. So keep your eyes open and watch your step.
Yes, sir. Watch where you go. It suits him. It really does.
I'm sure there was an episode at some point where Teal'c was referred to as Phil.
I knew it was here. I knew it. I'm not crazy.
Okay, you know, it's an old joke, but...
He's literally stumbled upon it?
Literally, yeah. And nobody in the history of this spaceship being here has ever discovered it.
No, apparently not. Maybe it's got a small SCP field around it. Nice little bite. I wonder how many takes it took to get... Did they actually glue it to his head?
I probably didn't. I mean, the first blade was literally an accident. It just stuck to his head, and then he tried to recreate it. And it looked funny, but it didn't quite match.
Continuity editor was going mental. You've seen the rushes.
This is Sergeant Fisher, played by Francis Boyle.
It's approximately 16 feet long by 10 feet wide.
That's not right. It's too small. That can't be my ship.
it should be a bit bigger. My ship's bigger than that. My other ship's a Star Cruiser.
My other ship's an MX-5. Hairdresser's car, but still, Martin's not really in major need of a hairdresser.
Great guess there by Maury.
Oui. There's more of you?
Yeah, thanks for telling us.
How many more?
I'm not sure.
It can't be too many, sir. From the size of that thing, I'd say 4, maybe 5 max.
All this time, I thought the government was watching me.
So, do we know 4 or maybe 5 people in this episode?
Yes.
I think we do.
The psychiatrist and the other 3.
Maybe they're afraid. They don't want to be exposed.
If that is the case, then these others may indeed be responsible for the disappearance of Daniel Jackson and Major Carter.
Fake helicopter noise. Yes, these are friendly aliens who are just scared of humans.
Well, who wouldn't be?
This man is an ordinary technical sergeant.
I wouldn't say ordinary.
He's very good at what he does.
What's his area of expertise?
Speechwriter.
Speechwriter. I don't think he believes you.
Wouldn't believe Daniel.
Nah, not even close.
What about this?
Oh, that's very good. Did you draw that yourself?
What is it?
That's a duck, isn't it?
Sharp, Daniel. And the eyebrows go up as well.
So that's just a prop with a photo. How did they push the button and then cause it to disappear?
It's an early form of a digital photo frame that was kept from the public for fear it would ruin the photographic album industry.
You know, I hardly detected any sarcasm there at all. Where did they need all the boxes?
That probably contained the sonar equipment they used to scan the field.
That's a lot. You couldn't.
Our homeworld was under attack. We were sent out to find allies, but when we got here, we realized you weren't advanced enough to help us.
Oh, we have our moments.
The enemy was too powerful. They wanted to make us slaves. They wanted us to worship them like gods.
Oh, sounding terribly familiar, isn't it? Are familiarly terrible?
Yes, that's it.
Show him.
No, not that, Tilk. The emblem. Pull your zip back up.
Murdered my father. And banished my wife and child from our people. I am branded with the symbol of this false god.
Murray!
Murray! Fisher is cleared to see Teal.
I know that's weird, isn't it? He's obviously not a member of the SGC then, so they've just pulled
for the Air Force
National
Space.
Guard or something.
You, we need you. I'm a colonel. Don't argue with me. Just go and do what I tell you, even if it doesn't make any sense.
Perhaps this can be used to our advantage, O'Neill.
I mean, that would seem to indicate that they are quite a ways from Cheyenne Mountain.
Yes.
I don't get this. These guys know what a symbiote is. But if they were really NID, they'd know that Tilk isn't a security threat.
Yeah, is this the point that Carter slips the knife over a boot and starts sawing at the attachments?
I hope not.
Is this the point Carter slips something out?
Definitely not.
Oh, nice blows. Let's get another. Oh, that, yes, I like that angle. Now that looks so much better than Dirtleneck. Evidently, because it shows a
element
of cleavage still.
Oh, yeah. Yep, didn't see that one coming.
I understand your reluctance to cooperate. Situations like this, information is on a need-to-know basis.
Well done, Daniel. You finally caught on. What's in the bag, Doctor? Taser.
I'm running out of patience.
A little mini blowtorch?
Need to know.
You're not a real doctor, are you?
Oh, no. Really?
I mean, this implication of violence doesn't seem to match these guys, you know, what we've seen of them so far.
I think their means justify the ends, guys. Going to inject them.
What do?
Get the van.
We're going for a ride?
Not exactly.
Right into the courtyard, please. Any botanists out there? That's not what flower that is.
Poor Martin.
This is not a good idea. Did I mention this is not a good idea?
Just stand there.
As a point of interest, why does one of those computers display a completely useless gate schematic?
Does it?
Just like they have to bring a picky of the gate everywhere, they get homesick without it.
Oh, where is it? Where's the gate?
There was a gate-type display on the monitor. There, immediately in front of Jack.
Oh, I thought that was some sort of sensor grid.
No, I think it's a gate.
Well, it's round.
We got company.
I must say, Martin, this is very disappointing. You stopped taking your medication, didn't you?
I'm not crazy, and you're not a psychiatrist. You see this?
This is what brought us here. I know it. I remember now.
Martin, you've really made a mess of things this time.
They're still playing their little game, though.
Yes.
You know, they're not coming out and admitting anything.
Oh,
that's not good.
No. Boom today. No boom tomorrow. There's definitely a boom today.
Perhaps I should have noticed that the grass has been well trodden down all over the place.
With all due respect to Claudia Christian on that one.
Nice band. What do you call that colour? Kind of a greyish green, huh?
Just get in.
Yeah, nice truck. Greyish green, isn't it?
Bing, bing, bing. Ah, did they implant him with a subcutaneous track?
Yeah, they must have done.
Right, they're moving.
Somebody bashed the crap out of that mailbox. That's a federal offence. That looks like someone's actually set fire to it.
Doesn't sound good. You're in trouble, Martin.
Is that actually a mail van? Are they using a mail van to chase Martin?
Well, if it's an American mail van, it's a wrong colour. Wrong shade.
It were blue.
Yeah, but they're a different shade of blue. Or at least the ones I've seen in American television.
Maybe it's Canadian.
But they're pretending to be in America.
We're going to do what we have to do.
This isn't right. I know you. I know all of you. We were on this ship together. We're soldiers, not murderers. That's why you drugged me instead of killing me in the first place.
Martin.
It's not too late.
Hmm.
Our people are at war. They need us.
Oh, they were at war when you got here. Exactly how long have these guys been here?
We don't know.
Any kind of agent? You're just saying that because you think I'm bugged.
Well, aren't you?
No, of course not.
I mean, this is... Oh.
This whole government agency thing? It's just a cover. We're all really aliens, right?
You are. We're not. We admit nothing.
We know nothing. We're not from Barcelona.
I'm not confused. I know who I am.
Wise decision. Never admit to anything. You never know who's listening.
We can all just go home.
Well, actually, I'm sure they have a very good idea who's listening.
They have a Stargate.
It stopped. Thank you, Jack.
Stop. Get to him.
Well, Murray, please tell me he's got his ass.
No, he's going to pull out a staff weapon.
What, the new collapsible phone?
Yeah, why not?
Plumbing. Okay. But that looks like armoured cash carrier. Look at the thickness in the sidewalls.
It's a style of van that you'd be suspicious if you ever saw it parked anywhere. I've seen it on too many crime shows. The suspicious van just round the corner.
I recall the Simpsons episode where they had a van parked outside with flowers by Irene.
Yes, FBI. And was a Marge commented on it and it drove away.
It drove off and was replaced by a different van with letters which spelled CIA.
Is Daniel asleep? Wake up, Daniel.
I wonder if Daniel would recover. Would Carter recover faster because she had the whole necrosis thing?
Ah, yeah, could be. Ooh.
Yeah, Jolnar, etc. Of course, I don't think we see Jolnar mentioned again since Jolnar's boyfriend got whacked about two episodes ago. You know, the dangers of dating Carter, it's not good for your health.
Do you even have to date her at times? Just show interest.
Yes.
Oh, Murray, am I glad to see you. Oh!
Where are your friends?
I'm not sure.
Sergeant, any sign of the targets?
Negative, sir.
They just disappeared?
They're aliens, right? I have more evidence. Look.
What's that?
A mobile computing device. I snuck it out of Tanner's bag. It has multiple functions, see? Uh-oh.
Yes, no matter what alien technology, you recognise a countdown when you see
it.
This thing is counting down.
Especially when that's almost finished.
Yes. Run for your lives. Bit of slow-mo, no, dramatic.
That's got to hurt.
<That's> concrete. Sod the explosion, I'm walking down the steps. Okay. I was wrong about that guy, sorry.
It's supposed to be an alarmist kaboom.
It's weird.
Do you think you could find that sample? You know, the whole earth-shattering kaboom Martian from Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck thing.
Where's the kaboom? There was supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom.
could be pretty hard to explain.
Sorry?
The Ramblers coming across that.
Oh, aren't they green? Clearly their planet was aware of Stargate technology. Long, slow dialing sequence.
Well, that's
translation. We ran a bit short, so we stopped footage. Although I don't think we've seen all of that before. Some of it could be newly shot.
Exactly. This is just like I remember.
You know, Walter's going to be upset if he thinks Sam's replacing him. Did she say locked?
Yeah.
Devron 7 is locked.
He was right, it's an active gate.
Sending them out through.
If they had access to our gate address, why didn't they just send a message or something? So are we saying this was before our gate became active? Oh, right at the end, well done.
I remember everything now. There was no malfunction.
What are you talking about?
When we abandoned the ship, we did it deliberately. We were losing the war.
You ran away. You deserted.
While I realized what we'd done wrong, I wanted to go home, but the others were afraid.
Many would say that's a sensible action when faced with a Gwold armada destroying your world.
Yes, I'm getting the frack out of here.
Yes, there's four of us left against thousands of Jaffar.
Bye.
Yes.
And it's not like Martin would make a suitable host.
Oh, that doesn't look promising, does it?
No mouth telemetry.
Whatever they were looking at seemed not good news.
Oh, no.
You're going to hunt them down, aren't you?
Not me.
But the military, the government?
I don't think anyone's going to find them.
Terrible news, everybody.
Yes, Martin, your world fought off the gold and it's a paradise.
Really?
Yeah, it's safe, but you're not going to like it.
Starbucks have taken over.
I heard Starbucks Europe were collapsing. I'd gone bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a recession comes along, first thing that's going to die is ugly coffee. I did my first time in a Starbucks, it was one of Barnes & Noble. I ordered a non-fat mocha latte, primarily because I could.
Well, that place has been hammered, hasn't it?
Yeah, like Stone Age. They had a monorail.
Yes, they did. It's Springfield.
Ah, cell don't break.
They were right. If we'd gone back, we'd be dead now.
Yeah, Martin, you have an amazing habit of stating the obvious.
Oh, could have been the nail that saved the kingdom.
I doubt that somehow.
So, now what?
We go home.
Aren't they going to send the drone out to see if there's any survivors or settlements? I mean, the Gwold, have the Gwold literally scoured the life from this world? Surely.
Where's the AV drone?
Take out the capital, but enslave the rest.
Maybe they wiped them out because, like things race, they couldn't be taken as hosts.
Yeah, that's possible.
We're left to
ponder.
Speculate and ponder.
Ponder and speculate.
Mm. Unlike my mate Ponder, who I doubt is listening anyway. The other Ponder might be.
Fun episode.
Interesting. Not sort of, no real kind of standout moments, more of a character study.
Oh yeah, I'm going to say Willie Garson playing Martin Lloyd really, you know, sold the episode for me.
Mm-hmm.
Great little character, and we will see him again.
Yes, we will see Martin again, but we're not prepared to tell you why, Owen. Because I can't. Well, I can't remember why, but I can't remember exactly when.
Well, you can remember the episode number, surely.
No.
Okay.
I don't generally take notes of episode numbers.
Well, it was a rather important episode.
Oh, we're at 100.
It was 100.
I see. That will probably be, what, 99 for us? And that will point to no return. Next week's episode is entitled Tangent, written by Michael Kasut and directed by the hardest working man in season 3. Peter DeLuise.
Yes. Cracking little episode. It was so good, I actually watched it last night.
Okay, prepared for some bad copy, folks. And this is probably awful, I haven't read it yet. When O'Neill and Teok take an SGC modified girl glider out for a test flight, they lose control and are sucked deep into outer space by a gold tracking device. up the rest of the team to figure out a way to rescue them before they're out of oxygen and life support and are lost in space forever. You know, somehow I think if they've run out of oxygen and life support, the lost in space bit wouldn't really be that important to them. You know, they'd be dead.
Yeah, so it's interesting that the UK and American have different blurbs. I suppose that's the different distributors.
Do you have your blurb to hand?
Yes. A test flight of an experiment... test flight of an experiment aircraft. Experimental. That should be experimental. Not experiment.
Why, it's not?
No, it says a test flight of an experiment aircraft.
Okay. Your copy hasn't even been copied.
A test flight of an experiment aircraft adapted from two Guo death gliders goes awry, sending Teal'c and O'Neill hurtling into space at 1,000,000 miles an hour, although probably a lot faster than that.
Yes.
With time ticking down, Cart and Daniel must pull off a daring rescue. Inspiring words.
I know why the American copy is different. How many Americans know the word awry?
On the next Stargate SG-1.
It'd be the most impressive aircraft I've ever seen.
Oh, it flies.
A new ship of incredible power.
We are no longer in control of the vehicle. I repeat, we have lost control.
Rockets O'Neill into space.
Is that what I think it is?
If you think it is Earth, yes.
Their destination, unknown.
Look out!
Now a daring rescue in the heart of enemy territory.
Colonel O'Neill and Teal'c need your help.
Is their last hope.
We gotta go!
Before they reach their final breath.
Even at the scout ship's top speed, Colonel O'Neill and Teal'c will be dead by the time they arrive.
Richard Dean Anderson stars on the next Stargate SG-1.
Just say the word.
Open the iris.
There was only one piece of correspondence this week, that from our new Facebook fan Mike Jacobs, who mailed in a link to the creation of a Stargate cake. The YouTube video can be found on our website and Facebook page. URL is in the show notes. Thanks, Mike. On the news front, the fourth season poll is now open, and despite having an overwhelming favourite, we will be delighted if you place your vote. It will be interesting to see how wide a margin the winning episode will get, or will there be a shock? The results of the poll will be revealed in the fourth season recap show, which we will be recording in a couple of months, and if anyone is interested in joining us for that recording, drop us a line, and we'll see what we can arrange. If Skype isn't your idea of fun, then the recap is a perfect show for feedback of any sort. Again, links from the website and the Facebook page to the Poll Daddy poll, and the URL again is in the show notes. That's it for this week, except to wish Alan lots of fun while at the GWC meetup in Dallas. Yes, the podcast we quite often refer to is having a party, and Alan never misses an excuse to have a great booze up. Insert humorous reference. That has been the Gatecast News.
Come try ya!
Hi folks, and thanks for listening, downloading, etc, etc, etc. If you need to email us, the email address is gatecastpodcast@gmail.com. If you need to find the podcast, somebody gave it to you, you got it through an online subscription, we're on iTunes as Gatecast. We're also listed on Podcast Alley and Podcast Pickle. If you want to leave feedback, you can record an MP3 and email it to gatecastpodcast@gmail.com. You can also leave us feedback on the website, that's gatecast.phasecast.com. There is the Facebook group, which is The Gatecast. And finally, you can also tweet us, we're The Gatecast on Twitter as well. Hope to hear from you next week. Thanks for downloading, thanks for any feedback that you've given us. I don't even see any new tweets. Not even David Blue tweeting. David Blue seems to tweet about 50 times a day.
He's got plenty of time on his hands.
Clearly.
Okay then, that was Point of No Return. We return with Tangent, and that's it for now then. See you next week, folks.
Not like us to go on tangents. Bye, folks.
Ta-ra. You've been listening to Gatecast, presented by Alan, Mike and Scott. Visitors at gatecast.facecast.com.